Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Sarah Knight's book, CK Downstar. Sophie, I have to ask, when was the last time you completely lost your cool over something that, in hindsight, was totally manageable?
Oh, maybe this morning when my laptop decided to update right before a meeting. But honestly, that's exactly why this book resonates. Sarah Knight is the queen of telling you to stop overreacting and actually deal with the problem. She wrote CK Asterisk, and this one is like the emergency response manual for your brain.
Right. And her whole premise is that panic is useless. It doesn't solve anything. It just makes everything worse. She says you can't control the world, but you can control how you respond.
Exactly. And she gives you a simple framework called PANIC, which is ironic because the whole point is to not panic. It stands for pause, assess, narrow, initiate, and compile.
Let's start with pause. That's the one I struggle with most. When something bad happens, my first instinct is to do something, anything. But Knight says the best first move is to do nothing at all.
Yeah, she insists you need to create a moment of stillness. Take a deep breath, count to 10, or just walk away for 30 seconds. Because if you try to assess the problem while your brain is flooded with cortisol and adrenaline, you're just going to make bad decisions.
That makes so much sense. I remember one time I locked my keys in the car, and I just stood there for a solid minute feeling my heart race. If I had just paused and taken a breath, I would have realized I had my phone and could call roadside assistance.
Right. And once you've paused, you move to assess. This is where you ask yourself some clarifying questions. What exactly is the problem? What's the worst that could happen? And more importantly, what's in your control?
She talks about the circle of control, which I love. You draw a circle and put everything you can directly control inside. Your own actions, your words, and your attitude. Outside goes everything else, like other people's behavior or the weather. A huge amount of anxiety comes from trying to control the uncontrollable.
Exactly. So you shrink the problem down to what you can actually influence. Then you move to narrow, which is about prioritization. You can't solve everything at once, so you ask, what's the one action that will have the greatest positive impact right now?
And she says something is better than nothing. Perfectionism is the enemy of progress, especially in a crisis. So you pick one thing, even if it's just making a phone call or sending an email, and you do it.
That leads into initiate, which is just executing that action. No overthinking, no second guessing. Just do the thing. The hardest part is often starting, but once you take that first step, momentum kicks in.
And then the final step is compile. After the crisis is over, you take a moment to debrief. What did you learn? What did you do differently? That turns a stressful event into a learning experience and builds resilience for next time.
She also suggests creating a physical Calm the F asterisk CK Down kit, like a list of emergency contacts, a pre-written script for tough conversations, or important documents. Being proactive reduces the shock when something goes wrong.
Beyond a framework, she talks about mental blocks that keep us panicking. One is the what-if spiral. You imagine the worst-case scenario in vivid detail, and she says you should just confront it head-on. Ask yourself, okay, if the worst happens, what would I do? And usually you realize you'd survive.
Another block is the should game. You tell yourself, this shouldn't be happening, or I should have been prepared. She says should is a useless word. It adds guilt and shame. The only useful question is, what do I do now?
And she talks about catastrophizing, treating a small inconvenience like a life or death emergency. She has a simple scale from 1 to 10. A stub toe is a 1. A terminal diagnosis is a 10. Most things we panic about are a 3 or 4. So you calibrate your reaction to match the actual severity.
That perspective shift is huge. You don't need a 10 out of 10 panic response for a 3 out of 10 problem. It conserves your emotional energy for the things that truly matter.
She also addresses the mental load, the constant accumulation of small stressors that wears us down. Her solution is to regularly offload that burden by writing things down, delegating tasks, and being honest about your limits.
Right.
You can't keep everything in your head and expect to stay calm. By externalizing your worries, you free up mental space. It's preventative maintenance for your sanity.
I think the takeaway for me is that calm isn't about eliminating problems. It's about having a system to handle them. I'm actually going to start using that pause step, just breathing before reacting.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library's on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. They've got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well, that's the book. Sarah Knight gives you a blunt, practical system for not losing your mind when life gets messy.
Exactly.
You can't control the storm, but you can learn to calm the F*CK down. We'll see you in the next one.